Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with Mike Draper of Argentum Partners and Mary Lau of the Retail Association of Nevada. They're here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going today. I look at the results of the election. Mike Draper is here with Argentum Partners. Mary Lau is here with the president of the CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Warren Hardy will join us. He's a principal with the Hardy Consulting Group. He'll come in the next segment. So Mike Draper, it's the Monday after the election was called by the media. Are you accepting the results as called by the media, or are you still waiting?
No, Sam, I think it's pretty clear, albeit close. So obviously the game of politics is a complicated one, and I think the game needs to be played and lawsuits will be heard and filed. But I think at the end of the day, the results are where the results are going to be. And, most interesting to me is I think the interpretation of the results is hearing some people talk about, well, clearly there's a mandate that the American people have spoken and there's a mandate. I think that we are once again reminded we have two distinct viewpoints in this country. There is no mandate. We have, a majority of the population has voted one way, but certainly I don't think that it's clear that that the American public all feels that we need a dramatic change in our economic or social policies.
Mary, your thoughts on that?
Well, I can totally agree with Mike, except for the fact that all of a sudden we're seeing the shifts again. We're going to have the lawsuits filed and stuff. But now that, they've talked about an employee filing an affidavit for the Justice Department over being told not, that the verification of the signatures, forget about it and don't worry about the addresses and stuff like that, it's going to get interesting. I think the projections of whichever way it goes, there's going to be rioting, and there's no rioting yet by the quote unquote conservative side. So it's interesting to watch that dynamic too, and watch it not being reported. And then all of a sudden we're going into, oh, now we have a legal definition of what a COVID death is. And oh, by the way, Pfizer has 90% effectiveness on its vaccine. So it's like the election was at an inconvenient time, or it isn't going to be over until all this stuff is over. And it has to be over in such a way that is so dramatic and so apparent, if there is a revote, that it doesn't leave a bad taste in everybody's mouth. I've never seen, you know, there has been historically, Paul Enos can give you the entire history of elections being declared and turned over. But this has got to be so pristine and so perfect if it happens. And I don't know if I can accept the fact that it could happen. And I don't know that I'm looking forward to it. What I'm looking forward to is a healing of all of this anger, the resist movement, and all the crap we've dealt with for 4 years.
Mary, at this point, you think that there are potentially enough concern in enough states that potentially you could overturn the result of this election?
I think you could develop, there seems to be enough color, which is a legal term, as far as, you know, it's kind of like an appearance. As long as there is the appearance and enough evidence that it could be, they could go for a redo. But the color has to be really good, and it has to be ripe, and you have to be hurt before you can sue. So you could, you know, you took all the steps before, or you took, the Trump campaign took all the steps of filing preliminary, setting up the stages for this, but if there's a plausible assumption that the color is there, then the Supreme Court could order a redo. And then how quickly can it be redone? What do you do about the idea of mail-ins? What do you do about the idea of observers? And I don't know, I like Mike's idea. Regardless whoever wins, that is the end result. And I hope we get the respect of accepting that person as president.
Mike, you have any further thoughts on this particular topic?
Well, I think to Mary's point, I mean, I think that certainly, I definitely think there's enough color. I think if we're going to continue this direction with our elections going forward, we clearly need to look at the election and voting process. Things like mail-in ballots, and as we try and integrate technology more into the voting process, we really need to spend some time. This can't be something that's done in a matter of weeks or done in a special legislative session. This is something that we really need to spend some time at, making sure that if we're going to have those things going forward, that they're done right and that they represent, that it's a fair and legitimate process. And I think that there's certainly, absolutely, I think we can all agree there are definitely some inadequacies through this past election process. And I think that there's enough there that certainly we're gonna have controversy and lawsuits and things like that for the next little while.
Mary, you know, this has been brought up a lot, which is that if we can do banking by mail, banking online, that we should be able to do elections online. Our good friend Ira Victor would argue against that vociferously, but what do you think about that?
Somehow there has to be, Mike and I are like on the same side of everything today, there has to be a way for verification, there has to be a way for encryption, but right now there's no trusting even of Silicon Valley. When you've got Silicon Valley declaring that we're going after Trump, you've got, you know, sort of like the coastal elites, the exact opposite of what the Democrats were and now are, that there's no trust there. So I don't know how you do it, but it does need to be done. You've got 70 million for and 70 million against, and you have got all of this mayhem. You know, somehow you have to do it, and it's got to be an encrypted process that the people can trust. And right now, nobody trusts anything. If you won, you trust it. If you quote unquote lost, you don't trust it.
Mike?
Yeah, I think that clearly we've got the technology to be able to do these things, but this is going to be, I think needs to be an arduous process to figure out how to make sure that the American voices are heard, but they're heard in a fair and accurate way that we trust. And when we talk about healing or bringing a country together or those kinds of things, if half the public doesn't trust the results of an election, you're not going to heal anything. So I think that the task ahead is going to be a difficult one on many, many fronts. And obviously, when you talk about 48% of the population or however, you know, somewhere around there voting and their candidate not winning, I think that the next president of the United States and have a really hard time trying to bring everyone together when you have two distinct viewpoints that, you know, in many ways are opposing viewpoints.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and continue this discussion with our pundits after this timeout.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on an all-pundit program with Mary Lau and Mike Draper. Mary, I had to cut you off there going to the break, so why don't you jump in? You had some thoughts on Pennsylvania.
I felt wounded. Well, it was Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Part of the lawsuit there is that the programming was off and Trump voters were diverted to the Biden ticket. It's got to be proven, but that's part of what's out there now. And that goes back to, do you trust the media? I mean, a lot of people are putting, you know, since the Snowden stuff, they put, you know, band-aids over their cameras. People turn off their Bluetooth thinking that you can't track them on the cell phone that way. And yet they go on Facebook and talk about the restaurant they're in a foreign country and this kind of stuff. So, I mean, we're struggling with the media. We're struggling with results. We're struggling with trust. And this is going to be a watershed moment. It's, you know, everybody's prediction, my prediction too, is we're going to come out of this eventually, drug through knot holes backwards, but eventually I think people will understand more and start working towards certain goals. But the hatred, the anger, and the resist stuff has got to go away. The only way that we heal as a country is to heal as individuals. I mean, this garbage about bringing up racism constantly as opposed to bringing up brother and sisterhood constantly. Things like that. We need to heal. I'm a preacher now.
Okay, well, let me ask you this as the last question on this particular topic, and then I'll go to Mike for his response. Do you believe that Joe Biden will be inaugurated in January?
God, I just automatically was going to say, no, I don't. Gut instinct. And I have no evidence of that. It was just, it just came out. I'll let it go at that.
Mike?
I do, Sam. I think it's going to be rocky getting there. I think that the unfortunate thing is this country was in a place already, as we all know, where it was divided and there was a lot of volatility and a lot of vitriol and those kinds of things. This isn't going to make it better. And so I obviously at some point it's going to get better, but how soon, I have no idea. And this certainly is only going to make it worse for a long while. So I think regardless of who's inaugurated in January, the road ahead is going to be a very challenging one. And we have to recognize both at a local, a state, and a federal level that there is no overarching or overwhelming mandate from any one party or any one political ideology. We have to incorporate the losing side into our political, our policy decisions going forward. And until we start doing that, I don't think that things are going to heal at all. I think to Mary's point, you know, that the entire tone of the world changed, but there has to be a recognition that almost half the population sees things one way. And until you start to incorporate that ideology into the majority party or the majority the majority party, I don't think we're going to have any kind of thing or unity for a long while.
All right, so let me ask you,
Sam, that was the last part of that topic, but I will say if Biden is inaugurated, he is my president.
Okay, and I appreciate you saying that. So let me ask you this, because I found this to be fascinating, which was the strength of the Republican Party, not only in the state of Nevada, but across the country. But we're in the state of Nevada, so let's talk about that. Ivana Cancela was on the program, the state senator, a couple of days ago, and she was talking about how Democrats have only been winning by 3 to 5%. And so she felt that it was much closer already. But this election really proved it with the strength of the Republicans without really the benefit of a solid state party. What do you think about that?
I think it's representative of Nevadans. I mean, I think still to this core, whether it's people from California moving here or people who are born and raised here, the core of this has always been a libertarian independence. Certainly, a fiscal responsibility and opportunity. And I think that the state's brand is that. And I think that will always continue, whether you call yourself a Democrat or Republican. I think some of that just rubs off on Nevadans. And I think that will always be inherent to the ideology of people that live in the state. So I think results are representative of that.
Mary, we saw in 2014 that certainly the Republicans were able to run the table. It doesn't seem like there was that much of a loss when you look at how close, for example, CD3 and 4 were. I mean, that was neck and neck until this weekend.
Well, absolutely. Part of the thing is that Democrats stand united once the party is named and Republicans continue to eat their own. They do not stand united. You get factions that just argue with each other. You're seeing some of that with the Democrats now with the progressive movement and stuff like that, which is going to shift election dynamics. All of a sudden, there's little nibbles at the edge of both sides. But until Republicans can learn to stand with Republicans And people get back to the point of judging the person by their qualifications, their ethics, and their ability to lead, as opposed to sound bites and what the mail tells us or Twitter tells us. It's still going to be a battle.
All right, but Mary, you know, I mean, part of the problem here is that most people get their news these days from television news or from their phones. And television news locally certainly does not do any kind of deep dive into politics. I mean, you're lucky if they get something at the very end of the political campaigns. So do we have to come up with an entirely new system to inform the public? Because there's been a lot of conversation about the judicial races that people have absolutely no clue. I mean, I don't know about you, but I call friends who are lawyers on both sides of the aisle to say, who do you think? Because I don't know those judicial races nearly as well. So do we have to invent a new kind of media?
Well, those races are absolutely appalling. Now, I was one that chose to vote in person to see what was going on and to hear what was going on. And people behind me were sitting there saying, I don't know anything about this people. They're allegedly nonpartisan, and you know they have an opinion. And so I'm not voting for any of them. And the uneducated voter is scary. And you used to get that in school. You used to get civics. You used to get government. And you learn discernment. But to hear people say, I'm not voting for anything with an NP because you know they're hiding behind that, it was appalling. How do we adjust the media? I don't know about that when you've got talking about LVRJ being owned by Adelson and nothing but criticisms on that, but at the same time, it's okay for the Washington Post to be purchased and 200 reporters assigned the fact to destroy Trump. How do we balance that? I'm going to leave that one to Mike to solve.
Mike, you're an expert in this field.
There's some that might argue with you. I think, Sam, that it's really, look, I do think, is it a matter of inventing a new media or creating a new media? Certainly, I think that there's certainly a void there. Someone to come in and credibly report on the news and not opinionate on the news. I think there's a void. We don't have really any, I mean, all our media outlets right now have absolutely decided they're going to be more opinionated than report. And they're unabashed in that. And I think that at some point the public's going to demand that we go back to the media and the news how it used to be, where it was, let's report on things as they are and not try and influence them one way or the other. So I do think there's a void. I think that if someone were to fill that void, they'd probably be very successful in doing that. But again, it comes back to trust. And I think we have the underlying problem in America right now is there is a lack of trust. We don't trust each other. We don't trust our leaders. We don't trust the news. And at some point, we've got to begin to establish that level of trust that it used to exist.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here with Mary Lau and Mike Draper. Mike, your final thoughts here on this election cycle. Give me, 20 seconds or less.
I think the divide, we certainly have seen the pendulum swing. Hopefully it's reached its pinnacle and it's going to swing back towards the middle. But it's clear the divide just as bad or worse in this country that we all suspected it was.
Mary?
It's an interesting journey, and every journey has a transition. We are in the middle of a huge transition.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both so much. Great show. I really appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.